There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
The culture of India is multivariegated, so diverse, so colorful. There is hardly any aspect of life which has not been touched by it. The heritage is rich. The depiction is beautiful. And the faith of the masses in that culture, in that heritage, is so resolute, is so deep, that this culture has almost become the backbone of this country. Not just the spiritual, not just the religious, the moral, the scientific, the physical, the intellectual. Every aspect is so profound. Every aspect is so esoteric. As if a mystery wrapped in enigma. The more you explore it, the more it ushers us into new, uncharted realities. The heritage includes temples, pictures, statues, rituals, rivers, mountains, dresses, songs, and so on. One of the famous pictures in the same heritage is known as Kalyan Sundara. You must have seen this picture. It's a beautiful picture. This one. This is depicted in most of the Indian temples. This is a beautiful picture of marriage of Shiva. There is a Shiva and there is Parvati. And the officiating priest is Brahma. So Brahma is offering Parvati to Shiva. They also show Vishnu and Lakshmi offering Parvati to Shiva. So these are the different pictures. They are also known as Panigrahan Murti or Vaivahik Murti. But the name which is more prevalent is Kalyana Sundara, the marriage of Shiva and Parvati is very famous. And who is the priest in this marriage? Brahma. He is offering Parvati to Shiva. Baba says this is the memorial of confluence age. Shiva is the husband of husbands. But it was not an easy journey for Parvati to reach Shiva. The journey is not completed in one birth. It took her two births to reach him. And it took souls 84 births almost to reach Shiva. So this story of Kalyana Sundara, the beautiful marriage. The marriage is very, very weird. It's not an ordinary marriage. The marriage has got few specialities. It is off the track marriage. Let us first dive deep into the story and then come to the theory and the philosophy and the practical dharana part of it. It is shown that there is a lady, Sati. She is in head over heels in love with Shiva. Though she has not seen him anywhere, she heard about him through sages. But as is the typical love story, her father is strongly against this Shankar. Rather, he hates him and he thinks him uncultured, uncivilized, uneducated, who doesn't belong to cultured society. He looks down on him. And this Sati is born as a daughter to this Prajapita, Daksh, who is the mouth born, again progeny of Brahma, it is shown. And he is the head of the humanity. He presides over the world with his own rules and regulations. So, there are so many plots and subplots in the story. Coming to the crux of it. So this, her father doesn't want her to marry. So he arranges a swayamvar, a marriage ceremony for her. But purposefully, deliberately, he doesn't invite Shiva. So she is standing with a garland, and when he doesn't find Shiva, she doesn't garland other persons who have come there. Rather, she throws the garland in the air and invoked Shiva, and that garland falls in the round the neck of Shiva, and she gets married against the will of her father, and she goes to stay to Kailash along with Shankar. Her father is always unhappy. He tries various means and methods and devices to turn her mind, but she is hell-bent on marrying Shiva. Another step to insult Shiva was to create a sacrificial fire, a great yajna. He invites everyone, her father, but again, purposefully does not invite Shiva. Sati comes and she sees that my husband is not invited and he is nowhere to be seen, and she feels insulted and she jumps into the sacrificial fire and burned to ashes. It is shown that this Sati takes rebirth as Parvati, who is the daughter of Himalaya, Himvat, and she grows up. Now begins the tapasya. Now in this birth, she does great tapasya to win the mind of Shiva. But it is shown that after the death of Sati, Shiva is mad. He is carrying the dead body for 6 months and moving here and there. And wherever her pieces of body fell, they become 52 Shaktipeets all over India. And then he got withdrawn. He lost interest in the world. Lovelorn, dejected, unhappy. And he got lost in his samadhi. He had three favorite places to do samadhi. Which are they?
One is forest. Second, mountain. And third, funeral ground.
These are the three favorite places. These are good places to do tapasya. Mountains, we are in mountains. Forest, we have vicinity of forests here. We can retire into the woods anytime.
And third, funeral ground,
which you can visit time and again. So these are the best places for tapasya, because these places do not have human beings there around, full of silence, full of solitude. Deep in the woods, I feel I am alive. That's a beautiful song. Hills and mountains, you must have heard that song. Hills and mountains and valleys. Deep in the woods, I feel I am alive.
So, this Parvati is trying to please.
But there is yet another point there. There is a demon called Tarkasura. So, he has got boon from Brahma. And because of that boon, he is creating upheaval on earth, creating great devastations. So it is said that only Shiva's son can kill this Tarkasura. But Shiva is lost in his samadhi and Parvati is doing tapasya here. So there is no way of their marriage because Shiva is not interested in anything now. He is depressed after his first experience. So those other deities, they create a plot, they hatch a plot, and they send that Kamadev to disturb his tapasya. But he opens his third eye and burns this guy. But then again his wife comes, this Kamadev, she implores, she pleads. He says, okay, we will look at it, what to do. Later on, he is born in the, when Vishnu comes as Krishna, he is a grandchild and something like that. Forget that. So somehow he agrees to marry Parvati. But then he says, I will first test her. So again, the testing, the trials, he sends those Saptarishis to dissuade Parvati from marrying Shiva. Also, he himself comes as an old ascetic, disguised as an old ascetic, and he vilifies himself. He insults himself to see what Parvati does, but she is resolute, unflinching in her resolve. And ultimately, they both marry. Shiva agrees with all his terms and conditions. But the marriage is unique because this marriage is attended by all the ugly people, the lame, the deaf, the maimed, the disabled, ugly looking people. So this marriage procession, Shiv Ki Barat, is very unique. It is not like the marriage of Brahma or marriage of Vishnu, who are considered cultured deities. This is a very uncultured, uncivilized, aboriginal marriage. So, it is shown that all those people accompany. So, this is the story. Yeah? The story is done. Now, the married life, we will discuss some other day.
So that Kartikeya is born and that he kills that Tarkasura. That's it. End of the Tarkasura. So what Baba says? Every Parvati is the soul. And Parvati cannot achieve Shiva so easily. She has to undergo the series of sadhana, tapasya. She is doing tapasya in silence, in solitude. She is known as Aparna. She is known as Gauri. Gradually she gave up food. She started surviving only on leaves. She was called Aparna. She is Girija. She is Uma. Different names to this Shakti. So different names have been given to this Shakti worship in India. So, without tapasya, you cannot marry Shiva. Again and again we see in Murli, Baba says, you see your own face, what you are. Shiva is Satyam, Shivam and Sundaram. He is full of truth. Unless and until you are full of Satyam, you cannot marry him. If there is an iota of untruth in you, if there is an iota of falsehood in you, how can you marry him which is pure truth? Who is the ocean of truth? Who is the ultimate truth? Who is the only truth? Who is the one and the only truth? If you want to seek him, if you want to come to him, you have to destroy all the untruth of your lives. All the lies, all the hypocrisy, all the self-deception. Agree that I am here. In last Sunday's Murli, Baba said, third type of purity is the purity of heart. And what is that? Honesty. Honesty of your Purusharth. What I am doing. This is what my Purusharth is. Baba, it is still so rickety, so fluctuating, so unstable. I want to stabilize it. He is Shivam. How much you are full of Shubhavna, pure wishes, good feelings for each and everyone. You cannot have Ghrina, dislike for any human being. Even if he is Ravan, Kansa, Jarasand, anybody, demon. How much beauty you are carrying, the beauty of divine virtues within you. What are your feelings for the person who hates you, who insults you, who talks against you, who criticizes you, who backbites you, who casts aspersions on you? Our feelings change. We love all those people who praise us. We love to go near those people. But the moment we notice that somebody doesn't talk nicely about me, or rather he talks nicely in front of me but behind my back, he talks against me, your feelings change. Look at Baba. He has same feeling for everyone because he is detached. So unless and until you become Sundaram like him, you cannot marry Shiva. So the very sadhana, the very tapasya is of Satyam and Shivam and Sundaram. To let the divine beauty enter the life. Let us become intrinsically divine and beautiful. The real beauty is within. Outside beauty would fade away, would wither away. So she did tapasya. Not just tapasya. She had to undergo tests. She was tested. People came and they vilified Shiva in front of her. But she was undaunted. People came and they started blaming or abusing or insulting Shiva in front of Parvati. But she was unmoved. Such unflappable stage of the mind. No matter what the world says, you continue in your path of Tivra Purusharth, of intense effort. Because you know that Shiva likes this. Baba says so many times in Murlis, those children who are extremely pure, I love them too much. But if the very purity and the very foundation of Brahmacharya is faltering, how can you reach him? So, we are souls, we are Parvatis. This life is not meant for cheap entertainments and cheap and the
sensual enjoyments of this world. This life is a life of burning. This life is a life of tapasya. This life is a life of intense tapasya, where each moment you are awake, you are alert, where each moment you know what is the purpose of my life. You sleep and yet you are not sleeping. You are awake even at night. How can you sleep? Baba used to stay awake the whole night. You sleep because you have forgotten what you have to achieve. The time is so less, the time is now. So many things have to be done. What have we done? It's only when we come here in Madhuban that slightly the spark is ignited. Again it gets extinguished. You know, the coal, the pieces of coal, they need prodding by a stick, or they need air so that they reignite, rekindled. So become a burning live charcoal, a coal, chingari, and ignite yourself. When you remain ignited, you ignite the world. If you are half ignited, how can you ignite the world? The world is suffering. There is so much darkness, utter darkness, darkness of vices. Even Brahmins are not stable. The atmosphere is so powerful, the vices are so ferocious, the force is tempestuous. To remain stable in this unstable world is a great art. Without tapasya, it is not possible. Without that powerful Amrit Vela, it is not powerful. It is not possible. Without giving up all those luxuries, without going into deep silence, it is not possible. Without tasting the nectar of solitude, it is not possible. Without going into the cave of introversion, it is not possible. So if you want to marry Shiva, you have to pay the price. Marriage with Shiva is not so cheap. It's no entertainment. You might stand with a garland, but he will never come because you are not fit. Survival of the fittest. Darwin's theory. The unfit would get phased out. So the first criteria is tapasya, and the second criteria is you have to undergo trials and tribulations. You will be tested. Tests, papers, obstacles, hindrances, stumbling blocks, everything would come. You will have to pass through everything, then only you can marry him. That is the second thing. Third, who can attend his marriage? This is a unique marriage. Everyone can attend this marriage. But then it depends where you stand. If you have passed the test and you are passed with honor, Baba says you will be very near to me. If you are, what you want to become? Brides? Or you want to become those who are attendants of the bride? If you don't pass with honor, you will just become an attendant. In attendant also, some attendants are closed. Some are very far away. So where you stand? So the will should be resolute. The will should be very strong. Forget the world. I don't want anything of this world. Swami Vivekananda has said, I want those people, few people, who can just stand here in the line and they say, except God, we have no one in this world whom we call our own. 100 such, comma, and the world is transformed. 100 such pure brahmacharis, 100 such pure souls, pure to the core, and the world would get transformed. So the world transformation needs purity. Just two powers. Transformation of the world needs power of purity and power of yoga. That's it. It doesn't need military power. It doesn't need physical power. It doesn't need intellectual power. It doesn't need financial, economical power. Just two powers. The power of yoga and power of purity. So increase these two power within you. Then you become eligible to marry Shiva. He is ready all the time. The bridegroom is ready. Here comes the bridegroom. But the brides, they come and they run away. They come and they run away. Sometimes the brides are hidden. Baba says, I have to search children at Amrit Vela. Where they are? They are hiding in some corner near Shanti Stam with their shawl covered so that others should not see whether their eyes are closed or open. Sometimes they are hiding in their rooms. They are very shy. So Baba has to seek them where they are. They are lost. Baba says, come out. Come out of all your shyness. The bridegroom has come. The bridegroom is here. O ye all, come. Om Shanti.